Welcome to Behind the Headlines on Monday, the 16th of December with me, Alex Richardson. This is the place where we take a longer and more in-depth look at some of the stories making headlines today. Well, coming up, we've got ugly dogs.
All my dogs are just a little bit wonky and a little bit different.
We also speak to the neighbours of a man hit by his own car during a robbery.
We ended up locking the doors, quite worried.
And we take a look at a campaign to give victims more of a voice in the parole system.
Feels like just yesterday that he went to prison. And when I got that letter in the summer, my heart just sank.
But first, on Behind the Headlines, and we hear the message every year in the run-up to Christmas, don't drink and drive. Well, we head to Scotland to look at the issue first. Police Scotland say it's time to get tough on drunk drivers. With more steps planned to take place up and down the country over the festive season, the force is cracking down as part of its annual winter safety campaign. Well, our reporter Alice Faulkner joined road policing officers on a shift.
Good. 2 seconds.
Hello, driver, how are you doing? Right. Nothing to worry about. We're just stopping as part of our winter road safety check, okay? Want to just move it around there for us a wee bit?
So, we're at the side of the road in East Kilbride, which is a part of South Lanarkshire, with PC Fraser McEwen, who's doing some stops here. Now, tell us a little bit about what you're doing here tonight.
So, it's part of our winter safety campaign, focusing on drunk and drug driving.
And just how important are checks like this to detect, you know, maybe that one in 100 who's decided to have, you know, a drink and then hop in the car?
So that's all it takes, and that's what we're hoping to pick up tonight. And as I say, it can be something as simple as a headlight being out that causes them to be stopped, and then a breath test is conducted and they fail the roadside breath test.
I mean, as a road policing officer, is, you know, drinking drugs something you see quite often behind the wheel?
Unfortunately, it is. It's quite a common part of our job. We see a number of drivers who will take the risk, especially at this time of year, Christmas parties, etc. Unfortunately, it's the other side of the drinking drugs that we see, where the circumstances may merit a fatal road traffic collision or some form of road traffic collision where an innocent member of the public is severely injured rather than them.
And that's the kind of call out that you absolutely do not want to receive. I mean, the impacts on a family, on people when they're involved in a crash like this, it's just devastating, isn't it?
That's correct, yep. Especially, again, I keep saying it, this time of year seems to highlight it more so. However, it's the families that suffer, and it's normally an innocent member of the public that suffers.
I suppose the message for you then, it might be a bit of a pain if your car is roadworthy and you know yourself that you've not had a drink getting pulled over, but the point is that you're trying to save people's lives and that these deaths are completely preventable.
Yep, that's the bottom line of it.
It's worth the 5 minutes, isn't it?
Exactly, that's all it takes.
Well, sticking with the issue of drink driving here on Behind the Headlines, Devon and Cornwall Police, well, they're trialling a world first. They're using artificial intelligence to catch drink and drug drivers. They already use AI to try and catch people without seatbelts or drivers who might be looking at their phones. And our chief reporter, Andrew Kay, has been to see the latest cameras and how they work.
That tells us there's a positive indication for cocaine.
That's the sound of the very first positive test from someone who's just been pulled over after police got an alert from AI.
Cameras are out there now learning what normal behaviour looks like, and they will compare that to vehicles driving through.
That's Superintendent Simon Jenkinson.
And where it identifies somebody driving differently, a vehicle manoeuvring differently, it will send a notification to the officers at the scene.
Now, this system is very portable. In fact, all officers need, once the AI has learnt the road, is an iPad, which alerts them in real time to drivers they may wish to pull over. Jeff Collins is from the tech firm behind it.
It's a world first pilot that we're running, so it's never been done in this way before.
Adrian Leask is Devon and Cornwall's head of roads policing.
We've set ourselves a really challenging objective to half road death by 2030 and to eliminate it by 2040. We're not going to do that by using traditional, the same methods.
This latest system only went live on Friday, with police warning it's easy for them to be able to set it up on any stretch of road they choose. And drivers should be aware, a system here in Devon and Cornwall that uses AI to help to spot drivers without seatbelts or using a mobile behind the wheel caught 2,000 people in its first week of operation back in 2022.
Next on Behind the Headlines, and neighbours of a man hit by his own car during a robbery in Oldham have been telling us of their shock. Police are continuing to investigate what happened on Saturday. Our regional correspondent Victoria Glover is in Oldham for us.
There's quite a few police officers going door to door here trying to gather as much information as possible about anything anyone living locally may have seen on Saturday when this premeditated attack unfolded. The suspect waited in bushes before ambushing the elderly victim, taking his car and running him over. You can still see the tyre tracks in the grass where the vehicle seems to have mounted the curb. Neighbours tell me it's unnerving that no arrests have yet been made.
We ended up locking the doors, quite worried.
It's going worse around here. It really is.
I don't know the man that was attacked, but I believe he was a really nice man.
Police are still appealing for any witnesses, any CCTV or mobile phone footage which could help to identify the suspect.
And now, it is a really busy time in the footballing calendar at this time of year anyway. And if you're looking for job security, then being a football manager is arguably one of the worst career choices that you could make. And this weekend, well, it certainly proved that. Two Premier League bosses lost their jobs, and there were also some departures in the lower leagues as well. Our sports reporter, Henry Winter, can talk us through some of them.
Well, ahead of a very busy Christmas period, Wolves are looking for a new manager after sacking Gary O'Neill. A 2-1 defeat at home to Ipswich Town at the weekend, followed by ugly scenes after the final whistle, in which Rayan Aitnori was sent off, marked a chaotic end to O'Neill's 15-month tenure. Wolves sit second bottom of the Premier League, 4 points from safety, but lifelong fan Mark says he's hopeful they can turn things around.
I do think this season we can salvage something and stay up now. Whilst we had Gary O'Neill, I was resigned to relegation. But I do think a new manager coming in, although it's a gamble, we've just got to get right behind him, and I just hope we can instill some belief, some passion into the players.
Southampton boss Russell Martin was the second top-flight English manager to lose his job yesterday. A 5-0 thrashing at the hands of Tottenham Hotspur was the final nail in the coffin, a result which further cemented their position at the very bottom of the Premier League. Simon Rusk will take interim charge of the Saints ahead of their Carabao Cup quarter-final with Liverpool on Wednesday night. Glenn Delacour from the Total Saints podcast thinks finding Martin's replacement will be tough.
No one stays up from the position we're in. But there will be guys out there who think that they can win 3 games in a row and then suddenly we're back in the mix. But honestly, with the players we've got, I'd be amazed if we can put together at the moment, even one win, let alone 3 wins in a row.
Meanwhile, in the Championship, there's shock among Oxford United fans after Des Buckingham was let go. He won promotion with the Ewes last year, but has only won 1 game out of the last 15. And in League One, Bristol Rovers have sacked boss Matt Taylor after just a year in charge. The Gas fell to 20th place, just 2 points off the relegation zone, following their 2-0 defeat at Birmingham City on Saturday.
Next on Behind the Headlines, and we're heading back to Scotland now, where a rape survivor from Glasgow has launched a campaign to give victims more of a voice in the parole system. Paul Kelly can tell us more.
Ellie Wilson was raped by her then-boyfriend Daniel McFarlane while they were both students at Glasgow Uni. In 2022, he was sentenced to 5 years behind bars, but this week he's up for parole. Ellie says she was shocked when she found out.
I honestly just couldn't believe it was all happening so soon. I mean, it feels like just yesterday that he went to prison. And when I got that letter in the summer, my heart just sank.
Now Ellie and fellow survivor Hannah McLaughlin are bidding to make the parole system more victim-centred, with information more readily shared and whether or not an offender has admitted guilt taken into account. That's something Lisa Stewart from Ayrshire can relate to. She's been campaigning for changes to the system for 7 years. Her sister Michelle was killed by John Wilson in Drongan in 2008. He's been denied parole 3 times since then. Lisa says he's never shown any remorse for Michelle's brutal murder.
I strongly believe that where someone doesn't admit their guilt or shows remorse, that they're still in the same frame of mind that they were when they committed the crime.
In a statement, Justice Secretary Angela Constance says there have been a number of recent victim-centred reforms to the parole process, and she's always open to building on those.
Next on Behind the Headlines, and a fundraiser launched for a family in Cornwall who've lost everything in a house fire just before Christmas has now reached £9,000. The family, with their 1 and 7-year-old children, are safe after the fire on Saturday close to Perranporth. Well, our senior reporter Megan Price is there for us.
I'm stood outside the house because the smell of smoke is still too strong to go inside. Around the back, the windows are boarded up, and through one window you can see a Christmas tree surrounded in a sad sight of ash. Dan Hughes is one of the owners who's described the fire as devastating, saying they lost almost everything.
We said, please, can you try and find
our elves, they're in a plastic Cadbury's Heroes tin, came walking out 10 minutes later with the plastic tin that hadn't caught fire, hadn't melted. We opened it up and it puffed out with smoke and the elves were still in there, so she thinks the elves have magically managed to stop themselves from getting burnt.
Keeping that Christmas magic alive for your children. Yeah.
Donations of cash, clothes and toys have been pouring in from the local community and the family are saying thanks everyone for their generosity.
And now, well, we all think our pet is the cutest cat or dog going, but a Peterborough pet has won the title of Britain's ugliest dog. Muppet, who's a Chinese crested dog, he won it with his missing teeth and a tongue that's permanently stuck out of his mouth. Bev Nicholson's his owner and says it isn't the first ugly pet in their household. She also says she has a soft spot for ugly dogs.
I've had Mugly, who was the world's ugliest dog. So we've kind of been through it, and all my dogs are just a little bit wonky and a little bit different. You know, although he's a Chinese crested, he is a rescue, so he doesn't look like you expect him to look. I like the underdog. I like a dog that's a little bit different. I've got three at home. I think that the love and that you get from him is just so intense. You know, he just wants me, and I really love that.
Well, I know what I'm going to go and do now. I'm going to go off and search for ugly dogs online. Well, you can find more on these and other stories in the news pages of our radio station website or across all the usual social media channels. And don't forget to come back here or wherever you get your podcasts for another roundup of some of the day's top and most interesting stories here on Behind the Headlines.